Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast. My name is Chelsea. I am the brunette half of the podcast.
And I am JC. I'm the redhead one.
And today, we have a very, very exciting guest. I hesitate to say that it is a dream come true for us. Well, actually, I don't hesitate saying that. I mean it. But first, oh, it's Caitlin Bristow. I don't even think I said her name. But first, before we get into that fun time, I wanted to ask JC something because we've been in Nashville. And I want to know what your favorite place that we've eaten has been so far.
Honestly, those garlic knots we had last night really,
they're so good.
Really hit the spot. It's from Five Points Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So good. The pizza was also fantastic. It's just a good, solid, you can't go wrong with just some really good pizza. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And those garlic knots were truly out of this world.
So good. They're so good.
So I think that's maybe just, I also loved Avo though.
Mm-hmm.
I got the penne pasta with kale and it was actually really, really good. And then we went next door to Coco's, which is an ice cream spot and it's all plant-based. And I got the peach ice cream. And I'm forgetting the other flavor that I got. Oh, lemon raspberry. And they were both so delicious.
Yeah, I got blue butterfly, which don't know what's in there, but it was so good. And mint mocha. You can never go wrong with mint ice cream.
What's your favorite kind of ice cream? You're a mint lover. I do. You love mint. What's my favorite ice cream?
Yeah.
It always used to be strawberry ice cream. I would get it every single time.
Really?
I would always get strawberry and coconut. That was like my vibe. But now I love fruity ice creams a mm-hmm. lot, but it depends on my mood. I also love, like, you know, cookies and cream or like a cookie caramel.
Yeah,
kind of
it depends
vibe.
If you're in the mood for chocolate or fruit.
Yeah,
gotcha.
But I love all ice cream. Truly, I do not discriminate. Could not say that word to save my life. Well, you guys, today is a very special, exciting day for us. We met Caitlin Bristow and got to have her on our podcast, and it was a dream. She truly is just as cool in person. I expected nothing less, but she was also a very good guest and podcast host. So we had the chance to be on her podcast, which is called Off the Vine, and that was also a dream. Anyway.
Can I interrupt you and yeah. say, she like is so good at making people feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like we were recording in a place we don't usually record, like, it's easy to feel kind of out of place and like uncomfortable when you're doing something that you don't usually do. And she's so good at making people feel comfortable. I loved it.
I agree wholeheartedly. So if you do not know who Caitlin Bristow is, she started her Bachelor journey in 2015. She was a contestant on The Bachelor. It was Chris Soule's season. And then later in that year in 2015, she became The Bachelorette. And if you guys do not remember that year, that was when they decided to have two different girls go against each other to become, like, only one of them got to become the Bachelorette, and it was up to the guys to pick. That is
so
shocking.
Oh my gosh.
absolutely shocking. And
wait, I have a question. I don't remember. Did they know going into it, or did they think like, oh, we're both the Bachelorette, or did they say like, we're going to see who wins?
No, I think they said, oh, we're going to see who wins. So it was like a fight. And I'm like, don't pin girls against each other. That's just the worst. Anyway, so obviously she came out the winner because she became the Bachelorette. And she has been a longtime favorite of mine. Actually, she's been one of my all-time favorite Bachelorettes. I always felt like she was so down to earth and I always wanted to be her friend. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? You know those people where you're just like, I really want to hang out with you.
Yep.
That is how I've always felt about her. So in this episode, we talked a lot about behind the scenes of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I think it was cool to get her perspective specifically because she has been on both sides. She's been a contestant and she's also been the lead. So she gave us lots of juicy information, you guys. She gave us lots of things that Chelsea and I were unaware of about behind the scenes of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, and kind of what goes on. I think it's very interesting, all of it. So you guys are going to love it, especially if you love those shows. But we also talked about getting over heartbreak. She had a kind of a recent breakup, so she gave some really good advice on that. And then we also talked about her new relationship with Jason Tardik, who was also from The Bachelorette. He was a contestant last year?
On Becca's season.
Yeah. And her golden retriever that she just adopted. That is so freaking cute.
His name is Ramen. Like, how cute is that?
How good. So basically, we just had a really good time with her. And we also, like I said, got to be on her podcast, which is called Off the Vine. So if you guys want to listen to that episode, make sure you head over after you listen to ours so you can hear us on her podcast.
We talked, she asked us like get to know, or not get to know you, how well do you know each other yeah. questions. I think I won, if we're being quite honest.
Wait, excuse me? I 100% won. It was a good time.
Yeah.
So check that out as well. But without further ado, we're welcoming Caitlin Bristow to the podcast. Well, Caitlin, welcome to the What We Said podcast.
Yes, thank you for having me.
We are so excited. I wanted to first start off with asking you, if you ever get sick of being known as The Bachelorette, if you hate getting questions about The Bachelorette, or if, you know, you're here for it.
No, I'm kind of here for it just because I know where I came from. It's yeah. like, you know, this only happened. All of this is only happening because I came from Bachelor, Bachelorette. And it took me a little while to not be bitter and angry at the show and be like, what the yeah. hell? The editing and blah, blah. But now I'm like, wait, I'm so grateful for it. Like everything has happened and I'm happy and I'm always down for Bachelor talk.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's good to know. Good.
Yeah, I just so feel like I repeat myself because I'm like, I feel like I've said this before. So as long as people don't get annoyed at me talking about it, I don't get annoyed talking about it.
Yeah. No, I think people could talk about Bachelor and Bachelorette for days right. and days and days.
A girl today at this little diner, Music City Diner, if anybody goes, it's the most incredible diner. And this girl that was the hostess, she was like, me and my friends are obsessed. She seems so young. And she goes, I have a picture of me and you from 3 years ago.
Oh, my
gosh. She, like, pulls it up on her phone. And I'm like, what? Yeah. And it's crazy. Like, people just love that show.
They do.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like I was on the train late. Like, my friends would watch it. And I almost didn't watch it because my friends watched it. And
yeah,
they
I get
loved
that.
It.
That's what I did with Game
and
of
then,
Thrones.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay, yeah, same. Yeah. And I feel like once I started, I was like, oh.
Exactly.
I've been missing a real part of my life.
Yeah.
So, okay, to start out. We want to know if there's anything that you, like, still can't talk about or, like, are you in contract for the rest of your life for some things?
No,
or
I was only under contract for only 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm out. I'm free. Ask me anything.
Oh, my gosh. Good.
Well, amazing. That's good news. I'm like, perfect. Like, we, like,
your eyes both, like, lit up. Okay.
Literally. Okay, well, I want to start with what the casting and recruitment process is like for the show.
Well, I kind of skipped it. I don't know how. I didn't really have to do what some other people did. I just sent in, actually, my girlfriend sent in a video of me just talking about, like, what I want in life and who I am. And I did a little stupid video of me dancing, which I did not know would come out later. They did, like, an anniversary special on the 20th, and they showed some of the contestants' audition tapes. And I was like, oh, dear God. and then it's, like, a 38-page, like, paperwork. Like, have you been arrested? And, like, certain things to do a background check. And then some do casting calls in different cities, and then you have to go in. And just basically it's an interview. And then once you get past a certain point, you do on-camera interviews where it's, like, the whole backdrop, like the candles and the low lights
oh, wow.
and the, you know, the whole backdrop. And you have a producer and a camera, and they ask you the questions just to see how you are on camera. And then it just kind of goes. And then they're like, yeah, you're on.
Oh, my gosh. That's so weird.
I feel like that is kind of a long process, though. Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just sent in the videos. I didn't have to do the whole casting call and everything. Okay. I think they were like, ooh, she's going to be our crazy drunk girl on night one. I really believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
They're like, she's the villain.
Yeah. Yeah. I seriously. Got her. I have, like, I feel like Canadians have this, I don't know, they, like, they can chirp, like, banter. And I felt like that was my, like, going in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be the girl that can, like, banter and, like, say witty one-liners. And I think they were like, oh, this girl's going to be a bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I'm not at all, but I think they maybe thought that.
Yeah, that's so funny. I bet they do have, like, a storyline for each one, and then
oh, 100%.
They just, like, completely change and, like, okay.
Yeah, they just have to work rolling with what they've
with
got.
The punches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What was your favorite thing about being a contestant
on The Bachelor? I loved being a contestant. It was so much fun. You got to just, like, you would go down to the kitchen and you can just write anything on the grocery list and they would just go get it for you. And you could have unlimited wine. You could be like, can we have sushi tonight? They'd order pizzas. Like, everyone just was kind of, like, getting whatever you wanted all the time. And then
a
you
dream.
Got to, yeah, and everyone's like, oh, you get to travel and go to the best places. But I actually didn't. On the season of The Bachelor I was on, we went to Iowa twice. We went to South Dakota. We went to New Mexico.
You're lying.
No, we went
to... Oh, my gosh.
We stayed in the mansion for so long, and then the final three got to go to Bali. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. So the traveling got to go to Bali. That was amazing because I got to go for a full week, where the other two girls, they were only there for like... Like, I had my first one-on-one there, so I got to stay. Then the other two girls came, and I got to stay the whole time and kind of have a vacation.
Yeah.
And again, all room service taken care of. Like, you just order whatever you want. I really just, I ate it up. I loved it.
That's funny. I would think, from the outside, I would think that being the contestant would suck. That it would be, like,
it does
torture.
For some people. So
oh,
it
I'm
depends
sure.
how you handle it. I was like, yes, like. I made so many friends. I just had so much fun at the cocktail parties. Like, sometimes it was stressful and shitty and I'd cry. But for the most part, I had a really good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always wondered what that dynamic is like when you're all dating the same person. When it starts getting, there's fewer and fewer. Are you genuinely really good friends with those girls? Or is it just like, this is kind of awkward?
Again, it depends. I was such good friends with the final three. Like, it was me, Whitney, and Becca. And we were, like, the closest three out of anybody. And we're still close. But I don't know. Some girls know. Some guys know. Like, you get to that point and you just can't have a friendship. And I totally get how that gets weird.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, I don't think I was necessarily completely in love with the guy. So that helped.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So I think depends on your feelings for the person. But yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Some of the girls are just so cool, though. Like, you can't help but befriend them after.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, like, but when you're talking about boys, it's like you're all talking about the same boy. So you're like, do you talk about him, like, good and bad?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun.
It's the weirdest.
And I'm like, I think I'm going to text my husband.
It's the weirdest concept in the world. You're all just talking about the same guy that you're dating. And it does get weird, but you also know it's kind of like this mindset you have going in. You're like, okay, we're all dating. This is a TV show at the same time, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what you're getting
yourself
into.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So you guys don't have your phones.
Right.
So when you were Bachelorette, or I guess you can answer for both when you were contestant and when you were Bachelorette, could you call your family ever?
No.
Like, you literally don't have a phone.
No phone. They take your phone away. You can't have a computer, internet. You can't. They, like, watch you 24/7, too, to make sure you don't go down and go on, like, a hotel computer, which some people have snuck out and done. But I remember one time I was in a hotel room and they forgot to take the little mini iPad out, which is where you order room service from. But you could go on the internet and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, but it was, like, so late. No, none of my family or friends were up and everybody just got like Twitter DMs from me in the morning and then I couldn't get a hold of them. But I got in trouble for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you so lonely?
Oh my gosh, I was going to
say. Yeah, that's the point, I think. I think they really want you to just have your thoughts so that you're overthinking and, you know, you're just, and for the contestants, you're really just zeroing in on that one person and that relationship and you don't have any distractions. And it does make you go a little loopy. Like, your family and friends can keep you grounded.
Right.
And that doesn't make good TV.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, because sometimes when you see people overthink something and they're talking about it and you're like,
That's a little extreme. It
as
makes
a viewer,
sense.
You're like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. But if you're in it, you're like, ah, like it's crazy.
Yeah, that yeah. makes
you really
so
lose yourself
sense.
When you don't have those things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, that reminds me of like being in solitaire when you're in prison and you're like, not that I've been there, but like
you know from experience.
Yeah. But you just go crazy.
No, oh you gosh. Do a little bit. It's I was always like, I'm not going to be that girl. I'm not going to cry. Like this is so dumb. And then I was like crying within the first 10 days.
Yeah,
so, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the biggest mystery of them all is how, okay, so as a contestant first, do you have any stylist helping you at all? How do you fit your entire life into like one
you
check
go back? Back and watch me on The Bachelor and you will know I did not have a stylist. I did not have, no, you all pack your own bags as a contestant. You bring all your own stuff and they say to only bring 2 or 3 suitcases. And there was one girl, I always tell the story because I find it so hilarious and sad, that she brought 7 suitcases and she was sent home night one.
Oh.
Like, you know, you spend so much money.
Helps keep
the tags on. Because that's what I said. You spend so much money. Like, I went into debt spending money on dresses.
Yeah.
And because you're like, well, how many cocktail ceremonies or rose ceremonies?
Oh my gosh.
And how many outfits? And then you need casual. And then you're like, what if we go to freaking Iceland and you need a big winter coat? Like,
that's what I was
you
saying.
You have to
Excuse
pack
me?
For all seasons.
So did you bring like a parka, a swimsuit?
No, because like, I was like, if they clothes. Do that, they're not going to make me like freeze. They'll give me a coat.
Yeah.
So I did. I brought beach clothes. I brought warm clothes. I brought like everything I could in 3 suitcases. And I felt cocky doing that because I was like, look at me. I think I'm going to the end.
Yeah.
But I like
it's
I just
manifestation.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Yeah. There was one girl and I'll never. This just makes me cringe and laugh at the same time. She would pack. She was a very type A person, which nothing against that. I'm just not. But she would have a Ziploc for every outfit being like beach warm, beach cooler. And like,
oh, my God,
like tropical. This, and she'd have a zip leg with labels on it and herself in a photograph printed out in each outfit.
A Kardashian.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen Kim does that? She like takes
she does?
Pictures of each of her outfits. Like,
oh.
I don't know if it's on, but like puts a Polaroid and then puts it with the outfit.
That's insane.
It's crazy.
That is so extra, but I kind of love
it's
it.
I know.
So extra.
Doing that on my next trip.
Yeah,
it's so funny because back then, when I was on The Bachelor, I feel like, you know, we didn't do this like contouring and fake lashes and know how to do your brows. Like I look back and I'm like, people are like, you look so different then. I'm like, yeah, because I didn't know how to do my makeup. Like it just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Which I kind of like because it was so cute and innocent.
Yeah, no, it's true. Well, I was going to say whenever we watch The Bachelorette or Bachelor and the first night everyone comes in all done up and then the next morning you see all the contestants without makeup.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they look so pretty.
That's how every single time. And I'll tell you something else that's really cool, which I find interesting and fascinating. But so I find the same thing. Everybody, I'm like glammed up. I'm like, okay. Like, yeah, they're all cute.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm like, wow, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but I remember asking when we got to like the final 4, I was like, okay, so when do we get the makeup artist and everything coming in every day? And they're like, you don't. And I'm like, what? And then I'm like, but every girl just got prettier as the season went on. And
yeah.
She was like, yeah, you know, what's really interesting is that it's because you started really liking the person and getting to know them.
Oh.
And they become more attractive to you because you like them. And I loved that because I was like,
that's
they
true.
Did. They became
that's
more beautiful just because I got to know them as a person on TV.
But truly, it's
yeah.
true because
yeah.
there are some people at first like, some seasons you're like, oh, it's a little rough crowd this
right.
time.
Yeah.
And then as the season goes on, you're like, I'm in love with this person.
Exactly.
They're so cute. Yeah.
This season is goes to show for that because The Bachelorette Hannah B, everyone was like, she has the worst guys.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going off their headshots. Nobody looks good in those Bachelor headshots.
No.
Not one person will ever look good in the Bachelor headshots. And so then now they're like, oh, this is the best group they've ever had. And it's because you get to know the people.
Yeah. No, so it's true.
So true. I think she has some of the best.
Me too.
I'm shocked.
I love her guys. I think she has really, really great guys.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Wait, are you allowed to say who your favorite is so far?
My favorite is the obvious, like Pilot Pete. So
yeah.
Like everybody who doesn't love
him. He really grew on me.
Yeah. You're like kind mm-hmm. of a monster if you don't like Pilot Pete.
Yeah.
I agree. And someone, okay, we need to talk about this too. Because I said something about Bachelor. I can't remember. Or Bachelorette. I always say Bachelor no matter what season it is.
It's shorter.
And they were like, oh, yeah, like, it just came out that Pete had a girlfriend. And I'm like, no, he, no.
I know.
I'm like, this whole, like, girlfriend thing needs to stop.
It's so dumb because it's like, well, he did end it before going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he went on still dating. He broke up with her. Yeah, he ghosted her and it was a shitty way to do it. But he he broke up with her. He wasn't dating her when he went on. Nobody knows what that experience is going to be or how you're going to have feelings or, like, if you are going to fall in love with the person. You think, like, it's crazy, but then you actually can.
Yeah.
And I think it's great that he broke up with her before he did it. I don't particularly like the way he did it.
But, yeah.
And who knows if that's true.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, but what are your thoughts on the whole right reasons? Because people are always like, they're not on for the right reasons. I'm like,
no one
you
is.
Honestly yeah, thought, you honestly thought that these like 20 handsome, like 25-year-old men were coming on The Bachelorette as like a last ditch effort. They're right. Like successful, cute.
Exactly.
I'm like, what do you
can't
mean?
Can't get a girl. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's nobody's, I mean, everyone's there for the right and wrong reasons. Like, you hope to find somebody. Yeah, that would be great. But you're also like, wait, this can do really big things for me on Instagram.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But especially right now, you know, like, everybody knows if you are in the final four, even if you're not, like, you're still going to have some sort of a
presence on social media
when exactly.
you get off.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Cured Nutrition, a holistic supplement company based in Boulder, Colorado. If you are in tune with the wellness industry, I am sure you have noticed how selecting the right CBD products can get a little bit confusing. Well, Cured Nutrition has made it super easy, guys. In addition to their 100% locally sourced Colorado hemp extracts, Cured also guarantees a rigorous quality control system, which is awesome. Fully aligned with complete transparency, they have even published the details directly onto their website, which is curednutrition.com. They have made it possible to harness the true potential of the hemp plant with the comfort of knowing that you're using the highest quality products. CBD is most commonly used for its calming, stress-relieving, and amazing anti-inflammatory properties, but Cured did not stop at CBD alone. They have created so many products, you guys, for all aspects of a solid and integrated wellness routine. Whether you're looking for the trademark maximum strength, full spectrum, or THC-free oils and gel caps, or the CBD-infused cookie dough for on the go, which Chelsea loves, medicinal mushrooms, aptogenic and cannabinoid blends for focus or sleep with Rise and Zen, and spot treating salve, Cured Nutrition has all of your bases covered. So I personally use their hemp oil. You put it under your tongue a few drops and it helps me sleep and calm down a lot. I was very hesitant to try CBD, I'll be honest, but everything I use is THC free and I have loved how it makes me feel. It makes me feel very calm and at ease without making me feel weird or, you know, it's not some out of body experience. I think a lot of people kind of get CBD confused if they haven't done a lot of research. So if you are worried about jumping through hoops to get your hands on your own Cured Nutrition products, don't be, because this company ships their products to all 50 states. You can find our favorite products, the hemp oil, like I said, the CBD infused cookie dough, and lots more. They have so many awesome products at curednutrition.com, where all What We Said listeners can use the code What We Said at checkout to save 15%. That is curednutrition.com, code What We Said. As always, we will include a link to their site in the show notes. And if you try them out, definitely let us know what you think. Okay, so now we're getting into the nitty gritty.
Okay.
I want to know if the producers have a say in who goes home, if they kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Like, make them stay on?
Yeah, make you keep certain people around for drama or for certain reasons.
Yeah, definitely. They, like, there's no, okay, Luke P is a terrible example because I genuinely think she wanted him around.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's
that
a bad
was the
example.
Problem.
But, like, for my season, I remember, who's the villain? I don't even remember. But, like, okay, let's say on The Bachelor, Kelsey, this girl Kelsey was the villain when I was on The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. She was the Ziploc girl.
Ooh, you could have told that from the Ziploc.
I know, I know. So she, we couldn't figure out why, my Siri just started picking up listening to what I was saying. She, obviously,
The Bachelor producers are like.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, God, I'm scared.
They hacked your phone.
Yeah, seriously. No, they know I talk about the show. They're like, stop spilling secrets. He didn't necessarily want her around, but she was such good drama in the house that he was like, oh, can I send her home? And they were like, look, if you want this to be a good, entertaining season, you're going to keep her and you're going to give her the last rose. It's every single season, you know?
It's like, it doesn't just happen they're the last rose every time.
Every single time. So, yeah, they do convince you to keep them. They don't make you by any means, but they're like, come on, this is what the
TV
show is for, you know? You don't have to keep them till the end, but for now, you know, that's. This what that people always complain about the villains, but that's what everybody is tuning in for. Otherwise,
exactly.
It'd be boring.
It's true.
Not all the time, but a lot of the times I end up loving the villains. Like, that's who I'm following along with.
I love the villains.
Like, Corinne is my favorite.
Yeah. So
I
entertaining.
Loved her.
Demi.
Yeah, Demi. Because at first you're like, oh my gosh, they're such a brat. And then you're like, they're just being real.
I know. They're just and they're speaking so entertaining.
Yeah.
Like, I always love the villain. Like, who was it on the last? What's it? Jordan. Whose season was he on? Becca? Yeah, Becca.
Jordan.
Jordan the model. Jordan Kimball.
Oh, and he my was gosh, like, yes.
He had all these hilarious one-liners. Yeah. And everyone was like, God, that guy's the worst. I'm like, no, he's the best.
Oh, I loved him. Yeah, yeah. He's the
absolute best. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. My brother watches it, like, so he is the biggest Bachelor.
Really?
Like, the most. You would never expect it.
Oh,
but
that's so funny.
He, like, loved Jordan. The first night, he's like, this Jordan guy's got to stay around for forever.
Oh, yeah. He's TV
like,
gold.
Yeah, he is. He really is. And he turned out to be so sweet.
He's the sweetest.
I mean, he really got, you know, screwed over in the long run. But
no, I actually met him one night. Jason and I were out to dinner and he was doing some event and we were at the same place for dinner and he came to say hi. And he like sat down and I was like, oh, you're going to do Paradise again? He goes, and he was serious. He goes, Caitlin, I am Paradise.
Oh my God.
I was like, yes, you are just that a douchey person. I love it.
I am Paradise.
Yeah.
You want to know that I have never seen Bachelor in Paradise. And Chelsea's like, what are you doing with your life? I'm going to start watching this coming season. But
it is probably my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she
says.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Because there's so many different relationships to follow instead of just one.
Yeah. That's so
true. So if like something goes a little wrong in the Bachelor or Bachelorette where you're like, I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
You're kind of like,
and it's funnier too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. The comedy.
A lot more broken hearts. A lot more.
Yeah. It's just jam-packed.
Yeah, it's so great. Have you seen Love Island?
Yes, because my girlfriend Arielle is the host of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so she was like, you have to watch and tell people to watch. And I was like, okay, what's the show going to be like? I'm obsessed.
I love
it. But I can't remember their names. What's the girl with the crazy hair?
Cora.
Yeah. I really like her.
I know. I love her, too.
She seems like a girl's girl.
Yeah. No, I know. I love her. They all came in and were so nice to each other.
I know.
I was like, oh, have you seen the UK version?
No.
I started watching
it. I didn't even know what Love Island
was. Yeah, no, me neither. Until I watched American, then I went to the UK when I, like, was done watching that one.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, UK is a lot more, like,
raunchy?
Yeah, just crazier.
Really?
I feel like American, like, they're so nice to each other. A little
Which
too.
Which is funny. You're like, is this the Canadian
They're
Love
like,
Island?
I don't want to step on anyone's toes. And UK, the girl comes in. She's like, I hate you. I hate you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have to watch that.
Yeah, it's good. It's real good.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah. Okay. So, oh, what?
Oh, I had another question.
Okay.
How much of what you say is kind of prompted to you? So, obviously, you can kind of gather that during those little sit-down interviews, they're obviously, like, asking you certain questions.
Yeah.
But I feel like I remember listening to a podcast where you had said they told you to say, like, let us know something you love about this person and something you're concerned about. So can you speak on that, maybe?
Yeah. So there's a producer and you in the room, and sometimes you'll sit there. I'm not even joking. One time I was sitting for 6 hours. Six.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're just, like, trying to get you to a point
they'll be like, can you put on your dress from night one? And then you have to act like you're back in night one, like kind of do your hair the same because they need to pick up storylines. You know what I mean? Like you could have zero interest in one guy on night one and then down the road, you actually like start falling for him. And then you have to go back and kind of like say more things about him so that they can, you know, plant the seed. So they'll sit down and by the end of it, you know, if there's two guys left, they'll go, okay, so tell us something you love about this person and something you're really concerned about. And then you'll do that with both guys, but then they'll only air what you love about one guy and what your concerns are with the other. So it looks like you're going to pick this guy, but really you've said both things. Like they are so good at what they do, the producers. I mean, that's the reason this show has lasted as long as it has and that it's been so successful for this many years. Like it's 2019 and we're still like, you know, you'd think we'd be like, okay, this, you know?
Yeah, we're over it.
Yeah, but no. No, nope. We are still just as in it as ever.
We are on board.
If not more.
If not more. And so, yeah, it's just they can honestly even say, like one time I was crying about my family and they made it look like it was about a guy. Like they can really do anything.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Even if you are talking about one guy, it could be about another. Like it's sometimes I didn't even remember. I'm like, oh, did I say that about him?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Like as you're
that.
Watching. You're
yeah.
Like,
what was I talking about there? Yeah,
that's so crazy. Weird. So wait, I forgot. Just lost my train of thought, which is annoying because I had a good one.
I do this all the time on my podcast. Yeah. I'm like, I'll circle back, and then I never circle back.
Yeah. Well, I have a question. So when do you get a pick who goes on that? So when you're the Bachelorette, do you get a pick who goes on the dates, or do they say like, hey, you're going to take this person on a 101?
They make suggestions because sometimes if you really like someone, they'll be like, don't take him on a 101 yet because you're going to want to save one that's coming up that's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So they can, they definitely suggest and talk you into certain people going on, but at the end of the day, it is your decision.
Yeah. Okay. Because yeah. I was going
to
say,
that's
like,
good to know.
Yeah.
I didn't think it would be.
Because the person who gets asked the first one, maybe don't get too excited because it means they don't like you.
It
means they're not like the most. Because I think if I were to get picked first, I'd be like, I'm his number one. I'm winning.
I know. And you would, but. Mm-hmm. To me now, looking back, I'm like, oh, no, that's kind of just like you forget about that person as time goes on. You're
exactly.
Oh, yeah, that one-on-one was great, but that's so long ago.
Yeah, exactly.
That is really actually – how long is the experience?
Like filming.
It. 3 months or something?
It is 11 weeks.
11 weeks. That's actually a long time.
Yeah.
I'm like having anxiety that you were alone for that long. I know. Hug you.
And that's – so I know. It was really tough, and I did – it was back to back for me because I went pretty far on The Bachelor.
Right.
And then I had like a month off and then went right into The Bachelorette. Oh. So it was like, I was extra crazy.
I feel like it would be way more lonely to be The Bachelorette because can you not call your family when you're The Bachelorette too?
Right.
That's what she was saying. She had the iPad,
I thought it was
remember?
Just during the contestant.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you can't. Yeah. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
But it is lonelier as a bachelorette because on The Bachelor, you have a bunch of girlfriends.
Right. Yeah.
And then.
And no wonder you become best friends with all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Bachelorette. Yeah. I mean, you can't talk to anybody. And that's, you know, when you see your family and the contestants get to meet family, that's all real time. Like you see them for the first time.
Yeah.
That's genuine, like, excitement to see your family for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they bring back some, like, I could marry this person. You're like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember my sister giving me a look with Nick. She was like, really? I was like, shut up. I know. Yeah.
You're
and
like,
everybody's mic'd. So everybody's mic'd up. So you can't like just have like a little secret moment with your family because the producers will hear you.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like you and your sister are using like Morse code. Like do not pick him.
Yeah. Yeah. Like winking three times.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That is nuts.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done, right? Well, you already know what we're about to talk about, Open Fit. Open Fit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session, you guys. There's no more excuses. This is such an amazing streaming service because you can't use any excuses. Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you. You can choose from a variety of sweat-inducing at-home workouts from trainers like Hunter McIntyre or Andrea Rogers, who is the founder of Extend Bar. I've tried the Extend Bar, you guys. The workouts, my booty, my thighs, they were burning. They have workouts that are as short as 10 minutes, too. So don't say that you don't have 10 minutes extra. I think I just used two negatives in the same sentence, but whatever. You guys, I know you have 10 minutes. If you don't, you need to fix that because that's a serious personal issue. OpenFit can change the way you work out, and with our code, we said, you can join us on a fitness journey, and it's personalized just for you. Again, use our code, we said, and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit when you text, we said, to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free, you guys. Again, just text we said to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. What do you
I'm like,
sure she might not like this.
No.
No, what do you do between the daytime and evening of like a date? Cuz you know how
sleep.
Oh, really?
Well, or you do pickups. Like so pickups is when you'd put on your dress from another night or put on this outfit from this day and like go back and so you have
I was thinking you just go chill in a hotel.
It's
and,
a
like,
lot of work, actually. But yeah, there are sometimes you can do that once it gets further down the road.
So you don't have any like alone time with the person you're on a date with?
Until
no,
Fantasy
never.
Suites?
Until Fantasy Suites, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you have no off-camera time ever.
That is really crazy.
Yeah.
How long is it like you're on the date, part of the date for like 4 hours or how long? And then you get a few hour break and then you go to dinner?
It's usually like two hours and then a break for probably like 4 hours, and then you go to dinner for 2 hours.
And you eat before, right?
Yes.
Okay, because everyone was like, they never touch the food.
I always find that like, so interesting.
Yeah, people are so obsessed with that detail. They're like,
which is so funny to me because I'm like, why would you want to watch people eating dinner and not talking? Yeah. That's so awkward.
I think like, it was Ari that always ate. Did you see like his season? He'd always eat the food.
I think that was like, they're like, we got to give this guy something. It's so boring.
They're like, the most exciting part is him eating and making noises.
They're so sweet. I actually think they're the nicest people, but I just found that season a little bit slow. But yeah, it's like, of course you're not going to eat because you want to hear them talking about things. Yeah. You don't want them to be chomping with their mouth full, being like,
I feel like I would not. Then you get like spinach in your teeth or something.
They shouldn't even have the dinner on the table because then it just, you know, I guess that gets people talking though.
True. Yeah. Just that really is a detail people like fixate on. I always hear that.
It's always, why do you, why don't you eat the food? How do you remember people's names at the rose ceremonies? And how do you clip on the rose?
Okay, that is a good question.
Wait, I do need to know about the names.
Yeah. So it's just like a TV trick. So say all the guys are standing there for the rose ceremony. You're in the back and you have all their photos in front of you. And you're like, okay, Ryan, John, Mark, apparently I'm picking names from the Bible, Matthew, and
Mark, Luther, John.
And so then you go out and you remember the four names and then you say them and then they come forward and then you say, just give me a minute. And then you walk out of the room. Then you go memorize four more names and then you come back out. But they just edit that so that you don't look like you left the room.
Do you mean
you're giving them the roses and then you go back. Right. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Do you like put it in a certain order? Like pick the roses in a certain order? Or are you like, oh, I want to like keep it fresh, so I don't want to pick my favorite first?
A lot of times I would pick my favorites first.
Oh, really? Yeah. So they know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of times I would, if I said like, this is another really fun detail that listeners love, is that you actually got like props if you said your husband was in the room. Because you know how they always say that? Like,
yeah.
I really believe my husband is in this room. And everyone's like, oh God, really? You said, but you got like points. Like they're like, just, you got to say it.
Yeah.
And I would always make sure I looked at Sean when I said it because I wanted him to like know that I was feeling that strongly about him.
Oh, so,
I'd always,
so how, what? At what point did... Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
No, that I was done.
I was going to say, at what point did you, like, know it was Sean?
I don't think I ever... Like, I always say I hoped it was him from the beginning. Yeah. Like, night one, I was like, I hope it's that guy. But even still to the end, I was like, what if I get home and this guy's a complete loser? Like, what if he has a girlfriend and he was, like, I don't know. You know, like, you don't... You just have no idea. So the whole time I was hoping, but you never really know.
That's true, because you think they have a pick of everyone. You think the Bachelorette's like, oh, I have a pick. Whoever I want will be with me. It's like, they're also humans.
They might not like you.
Yeah.
They might not like you. They might be on for the wrong reasons. Exactly. Like, you just have no idea until you get out into the real world, which is terrifying.
You know what's a bad habit of Bachelors?
What?
Is they always pick at the last two. It always seems, I mean, maybe it's just the producer, but they always pick the one who's like less certain of them.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
I notice that a lot. And so I think sometimes like...
Or maybe it just looks like
that.
Yeah,
maybe they make it like that. Yeah. Like you were saying, like they're like, oh, my concerns about this person.
Right.
Because I'm always like, wait, this person's like all in it for you. And this person's like, I don't know
if I'm
ready.
You know, that is probably just for the heartbreak. You know, just so the heartbreak is a little more devastating.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me.
I know. I always say, I'm like, I could never be a producer. I would just, I wouldn't sleep at night.
I feel like some people might thrive in that though. They're like...
Oh yeah! Oh, they do. Like the and some of them are still my friends, which I find crazy. Because I'm like,
you
really effed me up. Yeah, I like you.
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Gosh. Okay. Well, I have a little interesting question.
Okay.
So, do you fly first class to the destinations
as the lead? So, if you're the Bachelor or the Bachelorette, you do. But as a cast member, you don't.
Okay.
Which was really tough for a 23-hour flight to Bali.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I wonder if they treat them. I kind of figured it was that way. But I was like, I wonder if all these girls are like, going on first class, like getting the luxury life. But I guess not.
No. Back of the bus.
Yeah, perfect.
So the order of the fantasy suites, do we see it in the same order that it was done?
I mean, maybe sometimes, but it wasn't for my season. And it wasn't on Chris' soul season when I was on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So no. I don't know why or the reason behind it, but they don't always air it. The same thing with the order of coming out of the limo.
At the end?
No.
Or like at the beginning?
Like at the very beginning.
Oh, weird.
Like the guys that were coming out, I'm like, oh, that guy came out last and they're showing him first. Like it, yeah.
Weird. Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay, this is my number one burning question.
Oh, boy.
And it's the last one that we're talking about Bachelorette. Okay. Yeah. So I guess we kind of touched on this a little bit, but in the fantasy suite, like, when mm-hmm. you are going into this proposal situation, do you know, like, 100%, like, who you're going to pick? Like, when you're in the fantasy suite, do you tell the person, like, okay, it's you? Or no?
Okay, so the fantasy suite was where I kind of figured it out because you kind of see who they really are. And, well, I don't know. I did tell Sean after fantasy suite. Like, I actually got in a lot of trouble because I told him when I met his family that he was the one, I think.
Oh, like on
my actually, camera? I told him a couple times off camera, and that's why I got in so much trouble, which I also shouldn't have done because I still had to go the rest of the show and I didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I still had to, you know, play out these relationships and go through all the motions. So I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, I did tell him. Yeah. A couple times.
Like, weird. I thought, okay, so if you're on camera all the time, just on in a moment that you have off the camera, you're like,
yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Fantasy Suite was interesting because everyone thinks it's just like everybody having sex, and it's really not. Like, yeah. You're like, okay, we have like 7 hours to actually just talk and like
and to,
get
like,
to know each other.
Figure out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and like talk about like what the season has been. Like, what happened here? Why did this happen? And like,
yeah.
You know, it's actually your time to really talk it out.
Huh. That's probably so.
Like, sex is
amazing.
Kind of a waste of time.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, okay, either real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Or, like, yeah, it's really interesting because conversation was really important in that time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait. Sorry, I have one more Bachelor question,
yeah,
and then we can
going.
Move on. Did Sean watch it back?
Like,
or is he like, I'm
parts.
Not? Oh, really?
That was the question that remember I said I had a question I forgot it.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask,
was
like,
it?
Are you seeing it for the first time with everyone else, or like,
yes.
Do you have seen the edit before?
Sorry. Yes. I when I was the Bachelorette, I would get the episodes in advance,
okay.
So I'd kind of have time to like mentally
process.
Prepare all of us. But
yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, because even it was hard for our families, you know, because
totally.
Prepare the Instagram caption.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was pretty controversial, and I was like, okay, here we go. But yeah, I would get them, I think, on Fridays, and then they would air on Mondays.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
don't have like a say, though. It's not like,
no.
Can you please take this out?
No say.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if you're watching it with the person who won, you're like, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
Like,
we did. We definitely didn't watch together.
Yeah.
And he was smart about it because he would only watch his parts. I mean, it was still the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
It would be so hard.
Because there's no ignoring it either. Like, it's all over social media. Every interview was like, Caitlin, you slept with Nick, but here you are with Sean. And
yeah.
I'm like, thanks for reminding me.
Oh,
like,
no way.
Yeah,
oh my
yeah.
Gosh.
I remember. We had one really bad interview that actually got cut because it was, and I don't usually say this. I hate this person.
Ooh.
Billy Bush, who
calls him out by name.
Oh,
we are not here
I
to play.
Yeah, I don't care. He was on some morning show that he actually got fired because he did, like, sexual harassment with Donald Trump on a bus. Do you remember that? Like,
oh,
it was the
he
whole...
was the one in the tape
yeah.
or whatever?
Yes.
Oh.
So he got fired. But before he got fired, he interviewed us. And he was like, Sean, how are you ever going to get over this? And I was like, I can hear you.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, if that was me, I wouldn't be able to. Like, Caitlin, what were you thinking? Blah, blah. And I was like, we were in, like, such a low place, too, where it was really hard to get over. And it was just like,
oh,
I just
gosh.
Felt sick to my stomach. And he was such an asshole about it. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
come
gosh,
on,
rude.
Billy.
Yeah.
Come on, Billy.
Billy
boy.
Bush.
Billy boy. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Okay,
well,
now we are really done with the Bachelor
okay.
questions.
Thanks for answering all those.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, of
thank
course.
You. People are gonna love it.
We're gonna take a quick break to talk about Thrive Market. We are beyond excited to be partnering with this company. We absolutely adore them and love everything that they stand for. Thrive Market is an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. Shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. They sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, safe and non-toxic beauty products. Oh my gosh, the list goes on. They have pet stuff, which is great for us dog moms, and it's all shipped straight to your door. When you're shopping online, you can filter their selection by the values that matter the most to you, whether you're paleo, gluten-free, vegan, kosher, like anything, you guys. So I am vegan, as you guys probably already know, and nothing is more annoying than going through the grocery aisle, reading the labels, trying to find the little V symbol. Thrive Market does the homework for you. I can't express how nice it is. I just placed an order for some unsweetened macadamia milk, pecan butter with cashews, and my husband's favorite chocolate fudge protein shakes from Orgain, because that's literally the only thing I can get him to consume in the morning. The shopping process with Thrive Market not only saves you time and money, it's fun. I love finding new food supplements, and Thrive Market offers a highly curated catalog, meaning you find only 3 to 4 options for each product, but you can trust they're the best ingredients at the most affordable prices and safe for your family. Plus, with Thrive Market, you can get organic foods and natural products at 25 to 50% lower than retail price. That is huge, you guys. It will show you your lifelong savings, like after you check out, and you will really start to think about how far a dollar or two per item can go. Many of you will be making a grocery run anyways this week, so why not give Thrive Market a try and shop from home? Our listeners can get 25% off your first order, plus 30-day free trial. Go to thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid. That's thrivemarket.com/whatwesaid.
Okay, so you went through a breakup kind of recently, and we don't want to really dwell on that necessarily, but we do get asked for, people always want us to do an episode on heartbreak and kind of some advice to get through a breakup. So do you have anything out there for any girls going through it that you could, any advice you could give, basically?
It's so hard because breakups are always so different depending on the person. So two breakups I've had have been hard for me. This one and my last one. My last one was so different because this is sad, but I had like nothing going for myself. I had followed this guy around everywhere. He was a hockey player. I was just living his life. I was just like the hockey girlfriend. I couldn't work because we ended up in Germany. I had no friends. I like was just so lost. And when we broke up, I had nothing. I didn't have money. I didn't have a job. I like didn't have any motivation. Like I got home and I had to live with a friend on his couch. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? And like I was 27. And so that was like, I got really depressed. I couldn't get out of bed. I just wanted the room to be dark all the time. I just cried. I felt like my life was over. I had to move back in with my parents. Like it was such a low point for me where this one was so hard and devastating, but I was like, I am a strong ass badass bitch.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was just more, I had more self-worth, self-love. I was more established in things that I was doing. And so it was an easier one for me, not in a sense where it was like, oh, bye. It was more like, I'm going to be okay. So always my advice is to just like work on yourself, obviously, because that actually has helped me feel so much stronger and just who I am. And that helped me through a breakup. So
I love that.
There's a lot of work to be done with self-love. And I have put in so much work since that last breakup that it really helped me through this other one. So to me, it's like, how old are you? What was the breakup? Right. Why? Dig into like why and how you can be better next time and really dive into who you are and work on yourself, because if it's going to happen again, which it probably will,
yeah,
we go through a lot of breakups in life, some of us, and if you're going to go through it again, if you've worked on yourself, I promise it'll be easier.
Yeah. I love that. Well, that's, and here you are, and he's shaking in his ice skating boots or whatever they are.
Oh, he's the hockey guy.
The hockey guy, yeah. No, he's married with kids.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Actually, he's a happy success.
Yeah, he's the happiest he's ever been, so. Cool.
Yeah. I'm crying.
Sweet.
Sorry, I'm a cougher. And on, people who listen on this podcast, JC always is like, Chelsea, you're coughing at the wrong time.
That's so funny.
They like go to say something like right at the moment, and I'm like, we're gonna need to take
it
down.
It's so bad. Well, allergies in Nashville is
it's bad.
Terrible.
Yeah. No, Jason actually does the same thing. I'm like, what? You're coughing all the time. He's like, it's allergies. It's really bad here.
It's
apparently
so
Nashville
bad.
Sits in like a pocket of crap. Like,
okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I never knew allergies could like take a person down.
Oh, it's bad here. Yeah. I've heard that from everyone. Like the allergy clinic that I went to, they're like lineups out the door all the time in Nashville. Yeah.
I know. I went, I was like, there's something wrong with me. It's my throat. Like,
no,
my nose.
Every day
like, no,
I wake up, I'm like, am I sick or do I have allergies?
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's terrible. Yeah. I literally take allergy medicine every day.
Yeah.
So anyways, sorry for
miserable.
Coughing. I know. Okay. So tell us how you met Jason. Because first of all, Jason was my favorite.
Was he?
Like, I was like, my sister's so young.
Yeah.
So it could never happen. But I was like, Abby, you need to find him somehow and date him. Because I'm like, he's so nice. Well, she's engaged now. So you don't got any competition.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I was telling Jason, I'm like, he's the kind of guy
you're like, if you find out he's dating like your friend or your sister, you're like, I'm so happy. Like, he's just such a good guy. Well, I say as if I know him. Like, he's such a great guy. But he just seems like it.
My dad even just texted me the other day. He goes, God, you got a good one.
Yeah.
And I do say that. I'm like, he's the kind of guy you're like, your parents would want you to be with.
Yeah.
He is. He's a good human. We met on my podcast, actually. He was actually my favorite on Bachelorette as well. But I always was rooting for him to be the bachelor. And it's so funny because you say you wanted your sister to find him. And so he's like, I've never had so many mothers come up to me and want to set their daughters up with me.
That's how you know you got a good one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we met on the podcast. And I remember watching Bachelorette and being like, that guy just seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. Like, he seems so respectful. He seems so sweet. He's got a good family. And so when I did a podcast with him, I never thought he was my type. And I wasn't really thinking that far ahead because nobody knew it yet, but we were already broken up. Sean and I were already broken up. But I just wasn't going into it being like, oh, this guy, you know? I was like, look at this little greasy New Yorker. Like, his hair slicked back and he, like, wears a suit all the time. And I'm more of like a... Like, I'm more attracted to, like, a backwards hat and, like, a country boy.
Yeah.
And so he comes in and he just really surprised me because we sat down and we had such good banter. And he reminded me of, like, a Canadian dude that, like, he reminded me of a Canadian hockey player. The way he talked, the way he added, like, his banter, his jokes. And I was like, man, that guy's way cooler than I thought he was going to be. And then he left and he turned around a corner, called his best friend. He goes, dude, I think I'm in love. I went around the corner, called my girlfriend, and I was like, I want that guy to be the bachelor.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm rooting for him to be happy.
Yeah.
And then not even thinking. Yeah. And then so I went to text him a photo of us from the podcast so he could promote it. And then we just didn't stop texting ever since. Like, we were just back and forth, back and forth. And there was so many weird signs and so many weird things happened where we were like, whoa. And we'd, like, text each other at the same time saying the same things. And we just... So many things were aligning for us that it was so hard to ignore. And then he tested me and he sent me a picture of, because I was like kind of in the like a nasty part of like Sean wouldn't get his stuff out of my house and like certain things like that where I'm like, this is a weird time to be talking to another guy. But we were so over that I didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong. Mm-hmm. But he was like, sent me a picture of a girl and he was like, what do you think about this girl? Like, she keeps sliding my DMs and like asking me out. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, oh, we're not flirting. Yeah. He's like, wants to be. But really, he was testing me to see how I reacted.
That's good. That's smart.
And I was like, oh, you could do so much better. Yeah. So rude just because I got like, ugh. Yeah. And then he was like, okay, sweet, sweet.
Oh,
he's like,
now I know.
Yeah. She cares. She cares. Yeah. That's kind of when I realized I cared too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys take tips. That's how you know if someone's into you. If they're like, you guys look perfect. It's like, oh, they ain't into you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I love that. What do you think is the most important thing to look for in a partner?
Communication skills. Communicate. Yeah. Probably how he communicates, because Jason is like the most healthiest communicator I've ever met in my life. He will talk through anything and he's very reasonable and he just wants to, he'll be like, I'm not trying to attack. He's like, he's not defensive and he doesn't go into attack mode. He just wants to like reason with you and find a solution, and he doesn't really get angry or too upset. Like, he just stays kind of even and wants to be fair.
Yeah.
And I just like, if I react a certain way and I'm like really deep down insecure about something, he's like, let's talk about why.
Yeah.
We just reacted like that because obviously it's something deeper, and then we'll talk about it and then we'll move on.
Yeah. Get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. And like when, I mean, we were doing long distance for so long. He was in Seattle. I was in Nashville. That was like a really, it's a long trip. And
he was in Seattle?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
And so we would just talk on the phone and we had tough conversations from the beginning. We talked about how we were raised, like how we dealt with money, how we spend money, like things. We took relationship courses online and just to communicate and really get to know each other. Because at this point in my life, I'm 34. I was 33. He's 30. And I'm like, I was already engaged. If I'm going to get into this relationship, like, we got to have some serious conversations. Yeah. And I want to, like, you know, I just want to know I'm not playing any games here. Games,
totally.
I can't. And we both just zero games from the beginning. So I think that's what I look for, is someone who can really communicate through anything, no matter how hard the conversation is.
Yeah, that's really important. We were just saying this because in relationships, it's like you're building on top of an argument. And it's like, why are we arguing about like dumb things?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't just take all that away and get to the bottom of it, it's just going to keep going up and up.
Time.
Yeah.
It's such a waste. Like,
yeah.
I've never had someone in a relationship just want to sit down and talk, and that's always what I've wanted. Mm-hmm. And Jason will be like, okay, let's set aside an hour, a power hour, let's just talk.
Power
and
I'm hour.
Like, yeah, he calls it power hour. Yeah. And we just sit and talk about, like, even just things we need to do, what our next steps are. Like, it's, I don't know, I just love it.
And you guys got a dog together, so you know it's real.
Yeah, I know. I was like, he always calls it a crash course. He's like, yeah, we moved in together and rescued a dog, like, in the first week. So, like, we're in it.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen Caitlin's dog, go now. Yeah,
what's his Instagram? Cute. What's the name?
At Ramen the Golden Noodle.
Oh, that's so cute. I love him.
He is freaking,
he's a golden retriever, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a golden retriever. We rescued him from South Korea. He was, poor little thing was getting, like, they found him on the streets, and we always call him, like, a little street fighter. He's like, started from the streets, now he's here.
Yeah, seriously, though.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet, and we think he's about one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so cute. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I know.
They're the best. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed.
I'm just staring at your skin right now because it is glowing.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell you my secrets.
Okay, tell us.
All I do, I have like an 8-step routine before I go to bed. But in the morning, I put on vitamin C.
Okay.
Like a serum.
Where do you get it?
SkinCeuticals.
Okay. I've heard really good things about that, actually.
And then I do this B5 hydrating gel. Then I do an HA5 intensifier. And then I do an eye cream. And then I do a moisturizer. And then I do sunscreen.
Wow. Okay.
What's the moisturizer?
SkinCeuticals. It's a whole long name.
Okay. Okay.
Can't even remember it right now.
That's okay.
And then for my makeup, I use Luminous Silk.
Giorgio Armani. Yeah.
And then, so I just put that. Then I do a little concealer under my eye. And then a little tiny bit of highlighter on my cheekbones and my nose.
Yeah, it literally, like, even this lamp right here glowing on your skin, it's like, wow.
It literally looks,
thank you, because I am a psychopath over my skin. That's like the one thing I take really good care of my skin, but I hate water.
Oh, really?
Like on your skin? Like drinking water.
Drinking water.
Oh.
Water. Okay. And this I just bought this new cup just so I'm like, because Jason's like, you need to drink more water. And I was just in Mexico and I got so freaking sick.
I saw that.
So sick. It was the violent, like it was terrible. And so I'm like really trying, like, but this is completely full and I've had it since like 7 this morning. So
you're like,
Yeah.
I'm totally drinking it. Yeah.
I know. Sometimes you need a cute water bottle to really kick it into high gear.
Exactly.
Seriously.
I'm trying. I was at the doctor today and she took my blood pressure and it was like really low. And she's like, are you dehydrated? I'm like, always.
Yeah.
And
you're like, yeah.
Literally always.
But imagine my skin if I drank water.
Yeah.
I should really try it.
Yeah. Wow. You would
this
be
whole
just
water
like
thing.
Listening.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh my
Amazing.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Appreciate it.
I know. We're so excited.
Tell everyone where to find you on Instagram, your podcast, all that good stuff.
Oh gosh. I have so many accounts. Okay, so my main one is at Caitlin Bristow. That's my Instagram and Twitter. My podcast handle is at Off the Vine Podcast. My golden retriever is at, no, I already said that.
Yeah.
What else do I have?
Scrunchies.
My scrunchie line is at DoEdit, DeWEdit. Everyone thinks it's DoEdit, but it's DoEdit. And my wine is, we did a pre-launch and it sold out. And so I'm so excited and the launch is happening again
congrats.
Soon. So thank you. And that's at Spade and Sparrows.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you guys want to follow us on Instagram, our podcast Insta is at What We Said Podcast. We do lots of fun stuff on there. But that's going to be it for today's interview. We had so much fun.
Thank you.
Me too.
We're educated now.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this. Well, by the time this goes up, I don't know when this is going up, but we'll know.
Who won? Maybe. Or maybe we'll be right on the brink.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right. Well, thank you. And
that's what we said.